Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Beer and Manhattan's Mayor Pro Temp and City Manager Mike Dotson. We just got about 4 minutes left, so I'll kind of hurry to you some things. That phone call we had just before the last break was asking about an update on Allen Road. Ron, you had some info on that.
Sure, I do. Obviously, the winter weather conditions haven't benefited our winter projects, and so that's one where we're replacing a sanitary sewer line. We're also upgrading a water line, and then there'll be some pavement work. Talked to the engineers before I came out. They think there are 4 to 6 weeks left on that particular project, so it's starting to wind down, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and they'll be able to do that. I know that's been a big inconvenience for a lot of folks for commuting as well as the folks that live adjacent to that. So the Juliet Brick Project is about 30% complete on phase one, and it'll just transition into phase two because the same contractor got that next phase. And so it's another phase one was about a three-block section and or four-block section. Then there's another three-block section beyond it that'll work there. So there's still quite a bit of disruption on that particular project.
And just real quick, Mr. Dotson, you're also on the Riley County Law Board, which I'll be checking that out here in a couple hours. Just real quick, give us a quick little preview of what's going to be discussed this afternoon.
Well, as normal, I mean, the normal part of business is we take a review of the budget. We take a review of the statistics, and RCPD does a great job of keeping us up to speed on statistics, and I think most of us watch that pretty closely. You know, you can see in the paper from day to day kind of the activities that are going on, whether it's just the arrest or the incidents. But to see it laid out over time in some kind of an organized way allows you to see if there's any trends developing, allows you to see whether or not there's a year-over-year change in some activity, whether it's burglary or DUIs or whatever it is. And then to be able to focus the attention of the RCPD appropriately based upon what you see as those trends. We'll also get a briefing on UAVs. That's the unmanned aerial vehicles. And the RCPD has got a couple of those, and they're interested in developing the kinds of policies and procedures that allow us to use those safely and in a way that the city would like them to use it. And then, as you know, the RCPD director has announced his retirement. So we'll be doing a little bit of work on how we get organized to select a new director and how we do that transition period.
And again, just a reminder, RCPD director Brad Schoen's going to stay on until 2018. And
correct.
Then, but giving you guys plenty of time to go through that transition. And we'll also be on a little bit later to talk about spring cleaning initiatives. The city's doing that. You kind of have your, there's a private one as well.
Right.
So we'll talk about that, and it'll be warmer when we talk about that.
Correct,
so it'll be
maybe
a little more fitting. But thanks again, gentlemen, for coming on this morning. We'll see you all again soon. That was City Manager Ron Beard and Commissioner Mike Dotson here on In Focus. You can check out on demand on our website, newsradiokman.com. See you tomorrow.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, and Manhattan High Basketball on the air beginning at 5:45. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet.